The FITARA implementation scorecard released last week by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee shows that agencies, some have failing efforts to improve IT acquisition and operations, turn government watchers into upset parents and asking their children why they're getting D's and F's. Well, Dave Powner is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office, joins me now with the gaps in learning and a study guide for agencies to improve their FITARA grade point averages. Dave, great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. Nice to be here.
And I guess we should point out from the outset that the scores came from the House committee and not from GAO, correct?
Correct. We actually provided the committee with some data and helped with some of the analysis of that data, but yes, they are the committee's scorecard.
And I guess we should say FITARA is the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, and it's a good thing it has a catchy name because it's really talked about a lot these days.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing too about the grades, you can debate whether the grades are a good thing or a bad thing. One of the things with the grades that definitely got attention, and it's a real wake up call to agencies that Congress is really paying attention. And it really, with the details here, when you look at FITARA, I mean, they scored in four areas, four of the seven sections of the law. They got an individual grade and an overall grade. So clearly Congress is paying a lot of attention these days.
All right. So if I'm a CIO, I'm worried about data center consolidation and how many terabytes and my electric bill and all this. But FITARA seems to lift CIOs out of that kind of thinking and into more strategy and budgeting. So what should a CIO spend his or her time on to get good with FITARA?
Well, I think, Tom, clearly, you know, you want them to be a strategic partner and elevate the position of the CIO. This was, you know, the Congress attempted to do this with the Clinger-Cohen Act, trying to get the CIOs a seat at the table. There wasn't really good follow-up with that. And the intent here is really for CIOs, the first section of the law is about getting their arms around the budget and really performing adequate governance over the execution of the budget. But there's also a lot of other sections of the law that really get at better operations with data center consolidation, eliminating duplicative spending. So it's really trying to make the CIO job in the federal government similar to a CIO position in the private sector.
And I guess that means a lot more CFO type of interaction is required than maybe they might be used to.
Absolutely. I think the interaction with the CFO, with the budgetary involvement, also too with the chief acquisition officers when you start looking at the procurement shops. And, you know, those are big areas that the federal government needs to improve, where we have better synergies between the CIO, the CFO, chief acquisition officers, and really where that whole C-suite is working more cohesively at these departments and agencies.
All right, so of all these things that CIOs have to do under the law, you mentioned there are seven areas. How did you go about assigning values to them? In other words, how did the metrics or the data get generated with respect to how agencies are doing?
Well, a couple things went into consideration here when Congress looked at areas to potentially score. One is the first criteria was, would it help with IT acquisitions and operations? So if you look at incremental development, does going small help delivery? Yes. So that was a clear candidate. Another area is you need better transparency on these large investments with the IT dashboard. Then if you flip over to the operational side, clearly there's still a lot of money to be saved on eliminating duplicative spending with portfolio stat. And then also to data centers, we still have a lot of unused capacity, and there's a lot of money on the table with data centers. So those were the four areas. Not only would it help with IT acquisitions, but also would help on the operational side. The other thing that was factored into this was, is data available that where Congress could score if they choose to like do this quarterly or every 6 months on a repeated basis? And this data comes from the IT dashboard, which is to be updated monthly, and also quarterly savings reports to the appropriation committees. So there's a refresh of data at least quarterly in all four of these areas.
And just as an aside, there has been an IT dashboard now for some years. Does this figure into that whole ability to measure how FITARA is going along?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, you can only improve your performance if you have good transparency on where you're at today. And there's some agencies that do a very good job with the IT dashboard, and we think there's a good acknowledgement of risk. Department of Commerce is a good example. EPA is another good example. But there's other agencies that basically aren't acknowledging risk appropriately. And if you don't acknowledge risk appropriately, you know, there's how are you going to effectively manage these things going forward? So that's the thinking with the IT dashboard. And you're right, the IT dashboard was put in place in June of 2009. And actually, all four of these areas, FATARA codified them all in law. But if you look at all four areas, the dashboard was put in place in 2009, data center consolidation 2010, and portfolio stat 2012. So these are things that have been around for a while, so it shouldn't have been a surprise that Congress is focused on these areas.
We're speaking with David Powner. He's the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. So I guess to put that another way, if agencies had been, or CIOs had been working on the initiatives in place for several years now, almost automatically they would have probably had decent FATARA scores.
Absolutely. I mean, we heard some things like, hey, we're not even a year into the law and we're already scoring. Well, not really. These four areas have been in place, 3 to 6 years, depending on how you want to look at it.
Right. So how would you characterize the agencies that got high marks for what they have done so far?
Well, I think if you look at each individual area, I mean, clearly GSA and Commerce had your Bs, and there were a number of agencies that had Cs. But even with the Cs, you know, if you take DHS, for example, they've done a fair amount with their data center consolidation. They acknowledge a lot of risk, you know, on their with their dashboard ratings. They didn't score so high on the portfolio stat and incremental development areas. And really, there wasn't an agency that scored well in all four areas. But the important thing here, too, is if you look at any of the areas, you know, there's several A's if you look at data center consolidation. So there's some pockets of success in all these areas. And I think that's what's important, too, is to learn from some of the better performers on how they're doing things so that we as a federal government can really improve in these areas.
And in your latest report, I'm looking at the bullet points of the failed initiatives that had on which many billions of dollars had been spent. It sounds like one of the most powerful things a CIO can do in the future is to hit the delete key. I mean, getting rather than throwing good money after bad.
Yeah, you know, it's been stated, I've heard this several times, you know, not only members of Congress, but others in the community, you know, one of the keys to FATARA, if a CIO ends up, you know, either de-scoping or killing bad projects, in an appropriate time. Sometimes we end up stopping things, but it's after we wasted a lot of money. You know, the Air Force example comes to mind with ECSS. You know, we spent $1 billion with no deliverables, and should the plug have been pulled sooner on that? Probably. But that will be. That's why the IT dashboard is so important. You need to get good status on there so that we're really tackling those projects that are red or high risk.
Now, what is the complication for CIOs on the budget front, given the fact that it won't be until December 11th, really, if Congress completes the details of what the budget resolution allows, because that really doesn't get into the program by program elements yet. That's still up to Congress. So it would seem hard to get your arms around what you're supposed to do on that front at this point.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, Tom. I think a lot of CIOs are actually looking at what they've done in prior years and anticipating similar type budgets in those areas. I thought Tony Scott's testimony last week was excellent, though, because he talked a lot about, you know, that the CIOs still aren't involved in the budget formulation activities to the extent they should be, and really that's what FATARA calls for. And, you know, you can look at these four areas that Congress focused on initially. I think a key area going forward is really looking at CIO authorities. You know, are they participating in the budget activities? Are they really performing oversight and governance over the budget execution, where it's not just an observational but an active role? And we all know that, you know, some of the large departments and agencies, that's a big challenge when you start looking at CIO authorities. And really, that's probably the key to moving forward, is fixing those authorities, because you can look at the four areas that Congress scored right now. You're probably not going to do well in any of those areas if you don't get the right authorities moving forward. So when you look at OMB's looking at these FATARA implementation plans that were required that really tackle the CIO authorities, those are critical. And I think OMB's done a nice job requiring those plans. They plan to post those plans, but that's going to be a key going forward in addition to these four areas.
And so even though the CFOs and the deputy secretaries weren't called to that hearing, they really have some say and can really help this effort also.
Absolutely. I thought Chairman Hurd in the hearing made a great point where he was talking about, not down the road with his oversight activities, you know, calling up additional agencies and CIOs, but he said if there's some agencies that he's really concerned about, you know, he made it very clear that there might be the whole C-suite called up to a hearing. That would make for a real interesting discussion about how these executives are really implementing FATARA, because the CIs need help, and they really need to partner with those key executives to make this work.
And a great photo op if they want to do selfies. Dave Pounder is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.